Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Glad to be back.
很高兴能够回来。
So today we're going to talk about this idea of humility.
我们今天所讲的题目是关于谦卑。
Generally, humility is seen as a virtue.
通常谦卑会被看成是一个美德。
Especially in Chinese culture, it's good to be humble.
通常在中国文化里，谦卑是一件好的事情。
So we're always told to be humble when we are in front of people.
所以我们总会被人家告诉说在人面前你要显得谦虚谦卑。
So sometimes like being humble would be like if you supposed to know 80% of what's going on, you act like you know only like 50%.
所以说通常谦卑谦虚的意思就是说你本来事实上知道某件事情 80%, 但是你只说我只知道 40%-50%。
But being in this country, in this city,
但是在这个国家，在这个城市，
when we start going to work or going to school,
当我们开始上学，我们开始工作的时候，
sometimes we see that humility may not be a good thing to have.
我们发现谦卑并不是一件好的事情，有时候。
When you talk to your friends, or co-workers and see how they do in presentation,
当你和你的同事和朋友谈话时候
a lot of time,
看他们怎样表达的时候
they actually do the reverse.
他们恰恰相反
being humble we try to like if we know 80% or 100% we act like we know 50%.
如果谦卑是说我们知道八成或十成我们表现出来我们只知道四成或者五成
but a lot of times you see that in meetings or presentation that people that know 50% they talk like they know 120%.
但是在开会的时候你会看到你的同事他们事实上也许只知道50%但是他们表现出来他们是知道80%-100%。
And many of the high school students that I work with, they told me that one of the biggest disadvantage that they have.
很多我接触过的高中生都说这是他们的一个弱势。
Is that a lot of times they either don't talk enough in class?
就是很多时候他们在上课的时候不是很多讲话很少。
Or even when they talk, when they make presentation, they talk without any confidence.
甚至即使在他们表达的时候，在做演说的时候，他们没有很大的信心。
So sometimes as Christians, we figure like how do we be humble? Why is humility such a good thing?
所以作为基督徒，我们经常会问自己，什么才是谦卑？怎样才能做到谦卑？
So today we'll look at a passage that many of us are probably familiar with.
今天我们会看一段经文，也许我们当中很多人都很熟悉。
And that's a passage that was just read in worship earlier.
这就是我们刚才在敬拜时候读过的。
And why would the disciples be asking Jesus this question?
为什么门徒会问耶稣这个问题？
In verse 1, it says, the disciple came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
门徒进前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
They want to know who is the greatest among them.
谁？他们事实上是想知道，在他们当中，在天国里谁是最大的？
Like, would one of them be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
他们当中会有谁是进了天国后是最大的。
And I think this must be quite disappointing to Jesus.
我想这个问题对基督来讲，对耶稣来讲很令他失望。
Because if you read through the Gospel of Matthew,
如果你读马太福音，
you can see what Jesus has been teaching them.
你可以看到耶稣对他们的教导。
For example, in Matthew 5:3 in the Beatitudes, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
比方说在五章第三节耶稣说虚心的人有福了。
And when Jesus called Matthew, this is what he said. He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
在九章第九章耶稣也对马太说我来本不是招义人乃是招罪人。
And when he sent out his disciples in chapter 10, this is what he says. He said that a disciple is not above the teacher, nor a servant.Above his master.
在第十章，当他打发门徒传道出去传道时候，他说：“学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。”
And in chapter 16, this is what Jesus said: If anyone would come after me, Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
在第十六章他又说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Without going into details, each of these verses, I think the idea is quite clear to us.
我们这里即使不用详细的解释这些经节这些思想是对我们很清楚的。
Jesus wants them to know who they are.
耶稣想要他们知道他们究竟是谁。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We are poor.
我们都是邻里贫穷的。
We are not to be above the teachers.
我们并不会高过先生。
So definitely not the greatest.
所以并不是最伟大的。
We are to deny ourselves.
我们必须舍己。
They have heard Jesus been talking about this, but yet they were trying to figure out who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
他们已经听到耶稣说过这些话，但是他们还是想知道在天国里谁是最大的。
Apparently, they have not learned what Jesus was trying to teach them.
很明显，他们并没有学到耶稣想教导他们的东西。
And why not?
为什么没有呢？
I think one of the reasons why is that the world around them has actually given them a very different perspective.
我想其中原因之一是他们周遭的世界给了他们另外的一种想法。
Because of what they have experienced, they see themselves in a different way.
因为他们所经历到的事情，他们把自己看从另外一个角度看他们自己。
Because from their experience, they see that a lot of things are happening around them.
他们的经历当中有很多事情在他们周遭发生。
They learn about the power of healing.
他们学到了医治的能力。
Jesus in this gospel, you have seen that Jesus healed a leper, healed a blind man, bring a dead girl alive, healed a demon possessed man, healed the sick, and healed a man with a withered hand.
他们看到他耶稣能医治瞎子、瘫子，还有医治很多的人，把鬼魔从人当中驱赶出来。
And we also see the many miracles that Jesus did.
我们也看到耶稣行的很多神迹。
Jesus calmed the storm.
耶稣平静风浪。
Jesus fed 5,000.
他喂饱五千人。
Jesus walked on water.
他在水上行走。
And Peter, James, and John, three of them, they were actually with Jesus in during the transfiguration in just the chapter before, chapter 17.
在前面一章，约翰、彼得、雅各他们在变相山上又看到了这个神迹。
They were in the presence of Moses and Elijah.
他们看到了摩西和以利亚与他们同在。
So think about what they have experienced.
所以想一下他们所经历的那些事情。
It's easy for them to feel that like we are big shots.
很容易让他们自己认为他们是大人物。
It's easy for them to think about from the lowly position that they have come from, which is like a fisherman or tax collectors.
他们本来是从那些很低、很卑微的身份，像税吏跟渔夫。
How far they have come.
但是到现在为止他们变成了什么样的人他们经过了很大的变化
They have seen so many amazing things happening around them
他们看到了很多奇妙的事情在他们周遭发生
Not only that, they see people following them around
不仅如此他们还看到有大批的人在跟从他们
And when they look ahead, the future is very very promising
当他们往前看的时候前途是非常光明的
God's kingdom is coming
天国就要降临了。
They figure they will all become one of the high members of the ruling party.
他们自以为他们会变成天国里面那些掌权的人。
In many ways, they see that they are going to have a lot of power soon in their hands.
因很多方式，他们看到他们会有很多的权柄。
Their excitement is understandable.
他们的兴奋是可以理解的。
They have put in.Many years and time and travel with Jesus.
他们花了很多时间和精力跟从耶稣基督在各地传道。
They expect to sometimes soon they will receive more than that to come back to them.
他们期待在将来的某一天，他们会得到比现在更多的东西。
They are focusing on how I am going to be doing.
他们关注的是他们将来在天国里面他们的光景。
So they not only want to do well.
他们不仅仅想要过得好。
They want to find out if they, one of them, is going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
他们很想知道他们当中的哪一个人是天国里面最大的。
But that question, when you think about it, actually doesn't make sense.
但是你如果仔细想那个问题，这个问题啊并不合理。
Who would always be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
谁在天国里总是最大的呢？永远是最大的呢？
It's always God.
总是神啊。
Why would they be thinking about who is the greatest of in the kingdom of heaven?
为什么他们会自己想谁会变成神国里面最大的？
But I think that time and time again, we always want to figure out who is the greatest or what's the best.
所以我们不时的总会自己会想谁会是最伟大的最大的。
Like when your kids apply to college, or for some of you, when you apply to college, you always want to think about what's the best school that I could get to.
比方说你的孩子要申请大学，或者你自己要申请大学，你总会想哪一间大学是最好的大学。
Or which is the best company to work for.
哪一家公司是我能够做工作的最好的公司。
In many ways, this idea of greatest is just very subjective anyway.
很多时候这个关于伟大的这个想法是很主观的。
But that never stopped people from trying to pursue to be the greatest.
但这并不阻止人们对这个伟大的这个追求。
Are we similar to the disciples of Jesus?
我们是不是跟耶稣的门徒在这方面很相似呢？
For some of us, we have experienced the hardness of life.
很多人我们当中经历了生活的艰苦。
And just like the disciples, that we have been able to escape from it and feel that we are doing better now.
像门徒一样，我们也许能够摆脱这些艰苦，过得更好。
But for some, life may not have been tough, it has been fairly easy and smooth.
但是对另外一些人，生活也许并不艰苦，可以也许很顺利。
And we think that we will always be the master of our own domains.
我们总是相信我们是自己世界里的主人。
We always want to do better.
我们总想做得更好。
But not only just better.
不仅仅是更好。
We want to be doing better than the people around us.
我们要比周遭的人都做得更好，过得更好。
We want more and more.
我们要的更多更多。
And being the greatest means you get the most.
成为最伟大的也就意味着你得到的是最多的。
So Jesus wants his disciples to learn.
所以耶稣要他的门徒在这里要学一样功课。
Just as they were fighting and trying to figure out who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
正像他们在彼此争论谁会在天国里是最大的。
Jesus wants them to learn that you areTo be humble.
耶稣要他们学习如何变成谦卑。
So what does being humble mean?
那么谦卑是什么意思呢？究竟？
We can take a look at this short passage and help us to see what humility actually is.
我们可以看这一段短短的经文，可以学到究竟什么是谦卑。
First, let's read Matthew 18:4 together.
我们一起念马太福音第十八章第四节一起
It says, Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
We actually talk about the question actually doesn't make sense.
我们事实上是在讲这个问题好像并不合理。
The greatest is always God.
在天国里最大的当然就是神。
But Jesus tell them that well, whoever humbles himself would be the greatest.
但耶稣告诉他们，谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
But the more striking answer that Jesus gave actually is in the verse before this.
但是最惊人的回答是在前面的这一节。
In verse 3, Jesus said, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
第三节他说，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
They want to find out who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
他们想要知道谁在天国里是最大的。
But Jesus wants them to know that you better become like these little children, humble like them, otherwise you can't even enter.
但是耶稣告诉他们，你们先要变成小孩的样子，不然你们连天国都进不了。
Whenever the word truly is in the gospel, it's something important for us to remember.
当你们看到这个确实用在圣经里面，你就知道在福音书里面这是一件很重要的事情。
It is necessary for them to be in the kingdom of heaven by being humble.
这是在进入天国的时候，他们必须像耶稣说，实在告诉他们要变成谦卑的样子。
The reason why is because if we look at ourselves honestly,We see who the sinners that we are.
如果我们真正的诚实的看我们自己，我们就知道我们是何等的罪人。
And we need to be willing to turn away from that.
而且我们要愿意从这个方面来回转。
To turn away from that power or that self-seeking attitude.
从那个渴望权柄为自己利益追求的那个态度回转过来。
But to see who we truly are.
看到我们事实上真的是谁。
And when we see ourselves that way.
当我们这样看我们自己的时候。
We'll always be humble.
我们总是谦卑的。
Because we are a sinners in front of a holy God.
在一个圣洁的神面前，我们总是罪人。
And it is only by God's mercy.That we could be in front of him.
只有借着神的怜悯，我们才能来到他的面前。
There's this organization called Alcoholic Anonymous.
有一个公益组织叫无名酗酒者。
And it is a place where it tries to help people to get to deal with their drinking problem.
这是一个帮助酗酒者解决。对付他们酗酒问题的一个组织。
And they have a 12 steps program.
他们有一个十二个步骤的一个项目。
And in the first thing that they need people to know, this is what they say. They said, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives has become unmanageable.
这第一件事情跟他们讲的就是说，我们承认我们在酒精面前是毫无能力的。我们承认我们无能为力对付酒精，而我们的生活已变得不可收拾。
And later on, they talk about we need to humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings.
然后他要人谦逊的祈求上帝除去他们的缺点。
There it says that the most important elements in being able to make changes is to be humble.
他们就是说。能够改变人生命的状态的最重要的一个步骤就是变成谦卑。
Without humility, changes do not occur.
如果没有谦卑，变化就不会发生。
So as we come to church, are we humble before God?
所以当我们来到教会的时候，我们在神面前是不是谦卑的？
Do we actually learn from God and allow that to change our lives?
我们是不是向神在神面前学习让他来改变我们自己。
We hear the word of God every week that we come here.
我们每个礼拜在这里都听到神的话。
But what does that mean to us?
但是神的话对我们的意义是什么？
Does it convict us?
他是不是让我们下定决心？
I think one of the things that we can see whether we are learning about the word of God is when we comeAnd participate in fellowship in Bible study.
当我们在神面前的话语里面彼此交通、彼此学习的时候，这是给我们生命会带来改变的。
When we gather together to study the Word of God,
当我们一起聚集来学习神的话语的时候
，A lot of times a question would be raised to see how has this changed the way you live.
很多时候，会有这样的问题提出来。
Or how
这样的话是怎样在你的生命当中产生改变
？Or how does this passage change your life?
这段经文怎样改变了你的生命
？And if time and again, when that happens, our mind just go blank.
当很多这样的问题提出的时候。我们的脑子里面一片空白。
Then that may give us a sign that we have actually not taken the word of God into our hearts.
这就是表明我们并没有把神的话放在我们心里。
Then we need to really see that whether we are humble before our God.
所以我们就能看到这是不是真正的我们能在神面前谦卑的一个表明。
So humility is important because it brings us into the kingdom of God.
所以谦卑是最重要的，让我们能够把我们带进神的国度。
But in humility also changes the way how we look at who we are, our status.
谦卑也让我们能够看到我们各自的身份和处境。
It's actually kind of interesting for Jesus to use a child as the example.
很有意思的是，耶稣在这里用小孩子作为例子。
For many of you that have children yourself, think of them when they were young children. Do you see them as really, really humble human beings?
你们当中如果有小孩的话，你们可以想象一下，你们的孩子是不是真的是那么谦卑的那些人吗？
When a kid was young, they are usually the most self-centered person in the world.
当小孩子还小的时候，他们可能是世界上最自我中心的人。
Because what happened when a kid wants something?
当一个小孩要某样东西的时候
，They cry.
他们会哭。
They scream.
他们会叫。
They yell.
他们会大声呼喊。
Some of them stomp the floor.
他们会在地板上跺脚。
And they won't stop.
他们不会停止。
Until they get what they want.
直到他们想得到了他们想要的东西。
Is that a sign of humility?
这是。任何谦卑的表现吗？
But here Jesus said clearly that he was to humble himself like this child.
但耶稣在这里说要谦卑像小孩子的这个样子。
But for the people at that time, they actually would fully understand what Jesus was saying.
但是对那个时代的人，他们完全明白耶稣在说什么。
Because children at that time, they basically have low or no status in the society.
在那个时候的小孩，他们完全没有任何的身份。
You may be wondering, what do you mean? Like kids, they are so precious, they are so cute.
那么我们就会问，这是什么意思呢？小孩子是这么的可爱，这么的受人宠爱。
Because they were living in a farming society at that time.
因为他们所处的是一个农业时代。
And people generally lived in poverty.
人们通常生活贫困。
So what is important for them would be someone that is able to produce things.
所以对他们来说最重要的是能够从事生产的人。
So a kid is actually not useful until they have enough strength to help with farming.
所以直到小孩子长成有力气帮助农活的之前，他们可能是对农业社会是没有什么用处的。
Before they were able to help, they were useless.
所以在他们能够成为帮助生产之前，他们是没有用的。
They only consume, they only take up food.
他们只是消费者，他们只会吃东西。
And at that time, many of the kids, they don't grow up, so you actually don't know whether you can take care of the kids so that they could grow up to be productive anyway.
很多小孩子根本可以也许那个时候根本没有办法长大，所以他们根本不知道他们是否最终会成为一个从事生产的成人。
This is very different from how we see kids today.
所以这跟我们今天看小孩子的眼光是不一样的。
For example, when your kids after school they decided that they want to go out to play.
比方说在放学之后，如果你的小孩想出去玩，
What would the parents be asking them?
大人会问他们什么呢
？When are you coming back for dinner？
你晚上什么时候回来吃饭呀
？Or the nicer one would say, "What would you like to eat tonight？"
或者更好的家长会问啊，你晚上想吃点什么？
But in a farming society, life is very different.
但是在一个农业社会，生活是很不一样的。
There was someone that grew up in a farm, and he talked about what it was like when he grew up.
如果你问一个人在农村长大啊，他长大的经历是什么？
So he has like 10 siblings.
哦，他可能有10个兄弟姐妹。
So he said, it's my job to make sure that I actually get home in time to eat dinner.
所以我必须确保我能够准时回到家里还有饭吃。
Because with 10 siblings, if you get home too late, guess what happened?
如果你有十个兄弟姐妹，你如果到家太晚的话，你猜会发生什么？
Because no food would be left for you.
啊，你到家的时候已经没有吃的了，已经没吃的剩下了。
Not only that, he said, we also have to eat fast.
不单如此，他还说我们必须要吃得很快。
Because if you eat too slow, you will see your brothers and sisters taking food from your plate.
如果你吃得太慢，你的兄弟姐妹会把食物从你的盆子里抢过去。
I'm not sure if this story is true, but someone told me that. Do you know how the tradition of the American family to holding hands together to say grace before meal came from?
我不知道这是不是真的，但是有人告诉我，美国传统家庭在吃饭前，彼此手牵手的在一起祷告的是
谢饭。
是谢饭的时候。
They did that because they want to make sure nobody would take the food from the plate while they are praying.
他们这样做是为了防止有人在谢饭的时候从盆子里面拿东西吃。
So it's very different from how we see kids today.
所以这个对我们今天如何看小孩是很不一样的。
And the kids know that they had no status in the society.
小孩子们知道他们在这个社会当中是没有身份的。
They would not take anything for granted.
他们不会认为什么事都是理所当然的。
They knew their position.
他们知道他们所处的处境和地位。
Or more accurately, the lack of a position.
或者更准确的说，没有任何的身份或者地位。
In many ways, they see that they are at the mercy of adults.
他们很多时候可以任由成人来摆布。
So, by being like a child.Is for us to see that we actually have no status before God.
所以这里说要变成一个小孩，是说我们在神面前我们没有任何身份或者地位。
That we depend solely on the mercy of our heavenly Father.
我们完全依靠我们天父的怜悯。
We see humility as a liability in this society.
我们把谦卑在今天的社会会看成一个弱点或者一个对我们有损的地方。
We see that humility make us seem to be weak.
让谦卑使我们看上去很软弱。
But it's not true. True humility is a sign of strength.
真正的谦卑是能力的一个表现，是强大的一个表现。
It is not about pretending to be humble so that you don't take on any responsibility or shy away from position or significance.
这并不是表示谦卑就意味着你要在责任面前，在处境面前，你要回避、逃避你的责任。
Instead, it is not seeing ourselves as important.
相反，它意味着你并不把自己看作重要。
The focus is not on ourselves.
这个所关注的焦点不是我们自己。
During the Second World War time,
在第二次世界大战中
，Archbishop William Temple,
大主教 William Temple,
and he was during that time, he was against all this persecution of the Jews during the World War II.
他反对对纳粹对犹太人的所有的这些迫害。
So he worked with a rabbi.
所以他跟一个拉比一起工作。
And they formed this council of Christians and Jews.
他们成立了这个基督徒和犹太人的委员会。
Their goal was to combat anti-Semitism and other forms of prejudice in Britain at that time.
这个目的就是为了和 反犹太主义和其他的歧视做斗争，在英国。
He talked about how he got to this place.
他曾经讲述了他如何做到了这件事情。
Because he knows that this is a very, very important position.
因为他知道这个职位是一个很重要的职位。
He was urging action to be taken because of the atrocity happening in Nazi Germany.
他看到了纳粹德国所犯下的罪行，所以他知道所要做一些很紧急的事情。
And he said that I have never sought or never refused a position of greater responsibility.
我从来没有想做到更大的一个责任，比我现在的这个职位。
可是也没有拒绝。
也没有
I've never sought and never refused a position of greater responsibility.
我从来没有寻求，也从来没有拒绝过比这个更大的一个责任。
He understands that his role is very, very important.
他知道他的所扮演的角色是非常重要的。
And sometimes we think humility would be to say, "No, no, 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 I'm not going to do this."
有时候会以为谦卑是说不不不我这个事我做不了。
But no, he showed that our humility is not based on what we seek to do or seek not to do.
谦卑并不是说我们要去做什么或者我们不寻求去做什么。
Sometimes we think that humility is feeling unable to do some things. That's why we feel humble.
谦卑是有时候我们感到我们并不能做成什么，所以我们感到谦卑。
Or shy away from doing things.
或者是回避做某些事情。
Humility is not about suppressing our drive or hiding our gifts.
谦卑并不表示我们要压制我们内心的那些决心去做某件事情。
Humility is to acknowledge that.I am not the focus of the whole thing at all.
谦卑真正的意义是表示我们并不是在这件事情上不把自己当成焦点。
It is about not being conscious of ourselves.
这是表示它意味着我们并不是对自己很关注。
So that we can be fully used by God.
所以我们能够被神所用。
Not depending on who I feel I am.
并不是借着我们把自己看成什么样的人。
But who God who want me to be.
而是靠着把神要我们神看成我们是怎么样的人。
Because otherwise, we just have this false humility. Even when you are called by God to do certain things, you would shy away.
否则我们所依赖的只是这个错误的谦卑感，当神要你做某一件事的时候，你并不能去完成。
It is important for us to see that when situation calls upon us.
这是让我们看到当事情临到我们的时候，
that our own self is not the focus.
我们本人自己并不是这件事的焦点。
For William Temple,
对 William Temple 来讲，
It is not about whether he can or cannot do it.
这并不是关于他能或者不能做某一件事情。
It is not about whether he wants to or not.
这也并不是关于他要不要做这件事情。
It is not even about what he thinks and feels at that time.
也更不是关于他感受到的他的个人的在那个时候的感受是什么。
It is about him being faithful to do what God has placed him to do.
这是关于他对神要他做的事情是不是有信心。
And finally, humility actually leads us into action.
最后，谦卑是让我们能够做出行动的。
Here it says, and calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them.
然后耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
I don't know how old this child is.
我不知道这个小孩有多大。
But this child is definitely old enough to listen to commands and be able to walk.
但是他明显已经能够听懂大人的话，能够遵行指令。
This child see that this respectable teacher was actually paying attention to him.
他能够看到这个令人尊敬的老师在他们当中。
And most likely, Jesus was calling him in front of a crowd.
最可能是耶稣是在一大群人当中叫他走出来。
So he just was obedient to Jesus asking him.
他是对耶稣所要问他做的事情，他是一个遵行旨意的人。
Isn't that what true humility is?
那不就是真正的谦卑吗？
That you are not very focused, aware of yourself.
你并不是关注你自己。
How important you are.
你自己有多重要。
But simply, when Jesus calls, you just go to him.
只是当耶稣呼召你的时候，你就向前走向他。
There's a passage that are very familiar to us that talks about humility.
有一个我们很熟悉的经文也讲到谦卑。
It's Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8.
腓立比书2章5到8节.
Let's read that together. We'll read it in English and then you read in Chinese.
我们先用英文念。
Philippians 2, 5, 8. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。 既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。So
a lot of times we look at this passage.
很多时候，当我们读这段经文的时候，
we see that Jesus lowered himself.
我们看到神谦卑了自己。
So we think about, oh, it is for us to lower ourselves.
我们会想到，他是为了我们才虚己。
But we are not Jesus.
但是我们不是耶稣。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的爱子。
For him to come down here, he is lowering himself.
他来到地上，他是虚己谦卑。
We are not Christ.
我们不是基督。
We are just like everybody else. We are sinners.
我们就像周围的人一样，我们都是罪人。
So, the focus here shouldn't be we to be like Jesus, to lower ourselves.
所以这里所讲的重点并不是说我们要像基督那样谦卑。
But we are to learn that humility is through obedience.
我们是要在遵守旨意的里面，我们能够
Think about this. If we feel that we are lowering ourselves to serve others,
如果我们谦卑自己去为别人侍奉,
that means that some of the object of your service, you are superior to them.
那你就会这样想，那你就把你所侍奉的对象，把他们。
How many of you have been involved and helped out in some homeless ministry?
你们当中有谁会在无家可归的人当中服侍过？
There are times that I have talked to some of them.
我跟他们当中的一些人谈过话。
And then they feel that sometimes they really don't like to talk to Christians during this homeless ministry.
他们当中有些人并不喜欢在这些服侍这些流浪汉并不喜欢跟他们找他们讲话的基督徒说话。
Because they sense that this sense of superiority, that they are lowering themselves to go and talk to them.
他们感到这些基督徒的那种优越感啊，他们好像是在努力的谦卑他们自己，在才能跟他们说话。
So do you see that how this idea that we are lowering ourselves actually basically took humility away?
所以你如果看到这个把我们降卑自己，恰恰把这个谦卑的想法去除掉了。
Humility is about obedience.
谦卑是真正的意思是遵行旨意。
It's no matter what happened, you obey.
无论什么事情发生，你要遵守。
No matter how difficult it is, you obey.
无论是怎么样的困难的处境，你也要遵守神的旨意。
Because humility brings out a different perspective for us to look at our relationship with others.
谦卑是让我们从完全一个不同的角度看人和人之间的关系。
And through that, we are able to know how we are to serve.
借着这个看法，我们真正的才能知道我们怎样的才能侍奉。
And how obedience works out in our lives.
如何遵守神的旨意才能在我们的生活当中产生效用。
There's a girl who grew up in Taiwan.
在台湾有一个女孩，她是在台湾长大的。
And then she grew up not in the city, but in more like the suburb countryside area.
她是在郊区长大的。
She grew up as the best students in her county.
她在她长大以后，她是在县里是最好的一个学生。
And through her own effort, she applied to American colleges on her own.
她靠着自己的努力，她申请到了美国的大学。
And this is how she described herself. She described herself as, "I am the girl that everyone hates."
她这样描述她自己，我是那个所有人都恨的那个女孩子。
She talked about like how when she was young,She would just talk to people and just kind of casually showing off how many A's she got in her class.
她记得在她小的时候，她跟她的同辈们、同学们讲话，她就是炫耀她在课上得了多少个 A.
And through her own effort, everything was going very well for her.
借着她自己的努力，她的生活很顺利。
And her dream came true. She got accepted to Princeton with a full scholarship.
她梦想成真，她被普林斯顿大学以全额奖学金录取。
So she was very excited, and then she started studying in Princeton.
她对这个能够上普林斯顿大学感到很兴奋。
But since she came from Taiwan, her English was not that good.
因为她是台湾来的，她的英文并不是很好。
And she remember vividly that one day in her freshman writing class.
她清楚地记得在她大学第一年这个英文写作课里面。
And they have people that were asked to critique one another in their essays in the class.
上课老师叫同学们彼此评论他们写的文章。
And you critique each other anonymously.
他们是不记名的，就是彼此评论，就是说你并不知道评论你的人是谁。
And when her paper came up,
当她的文章被看到的时候，
she remembered this comment vividly.
她很清楚地记得的这样一个评论。
Someone said, "How could a school like ours accept a student like this?"
我们这样的这么好的一个学校，怎么能够接受这样的一个学生？
Her last name is Liu.
他的姓是刘，他姓刘。
L-I-U.
L-I-U.
Her friends derogatively call her, because your name is Liu, you are a loser.
所以他的有个朋友就很不友善的叫他 loser, 就是一个姓刘的失败者。
She saw that I'm not that special anymore.
他现在意识到他好像并不是那么特别。
She didn't know what to do with herself because her self-image was totally changed.
她不知道怎么办，因为她的自我形象完全改变了。
So at that time, she decided to go on a mission trip with her church to Haiti.
所以那个时候她决定 到海地去做一个短宣。
And the reason why she wanted to go is probably one of the worst reasons that anyone wants to go on a mission trip.
她所要去海地教会短宣的一个原因可能是个最糟糕的原因。
She felt that by being in Princeton, I have totally no sense of accomplishment, in terms of who I am as a person.
她说既然在普林斯顿我完全达不到作为一个人所要做到的那种成就感。
So I figured I could go to a place where I can help some weaker people.
所以我可以到一个很糟糕的地方去帮助一些穷困的人。
Maybe that will help me find some significance in some ways.
这样做呢，他可以在这个当中能够找到一些自以为重要的成就。
So she went to teach children English.
所以他就到那里去教孩子们英语。
She sees that so many people came, they were so hungry, they were willing to learn.
她看到很多小孩子都很饥渴的要学习。
And she learned and see that, I don't know how much I can do to help them.
她看到这个情形，她说我并不知道我能做多少来帮助这些人。
By the way, this is the girl.
这就是那个女孩。
And you see on the top left corner,
在左上角你能看到
she was with this big guy.
他跟这个男生在一起。
So one day, she was going with this guy to tour, the nearby area.
所以有一天他就跟这个人到周遭去看一下环境。
So as they drove by a piece of land,
当他们开过一片土地的时候，
The guy tried to use his limited English to express to her.
这个男的就用他很有限的英语对他讲。
And he keeps saying, my heart.
他不停地说我的心。
Big hole.
一个大洞。
My heart, big hole.
他说我的心有一个大的洞。
As they talk and talk, she slowly understood that this place that they just drove by,
当他们不断的交谈的时候，他慢慢意识到这片他们开过的土地
was the house where he used to live.
这就是那个他曾经那个他家里曾经在的地方。
During the earthquake,
在那个海地的地震的时候
he saw in front of his eyes the house disappeared into the ground.
他亲眼看到他家里的房子被夷为平地
together with his mother and his sister.
和在里面有他的母亲和他的姐妹。
My heart.
他说我的心。
Big hole.
一个大洞。
For this girl, she realized that I thought I was coming here to try to serve the weaker people.
这个女孩她本来想她到这里来是为服侍那些贫弱的人。
But they are much stronger than I am.
但是事实上他们比我更加强大。
So after that, she just gave up in teaching.
当这件事以后她就完全放弃了。
Other than when she had to say something, she just stayed in the class and just listened to people.
只有她必须说话的时候她才说话，其他时间她只是在教室里面倾听。
As far as she was concerned, she just basically shut down.
所以对她来说就是她基本上就是一个不说话的人了。
And she went back after the STM trip.
她然后就回去了，在这个短宣之后。
A couple of months later,
几个月之后
she received a note from the agency.
她从那个机构收到了一封信。
And she said that all the students have been talking about you since you left.
她说那些学生在你走了之后都在谈论你。
She said, like, why would they be talking about me? I was so frustrated. I shut down. I didn't want to do anything.
她说他们为什么会谈论我呢？我那个时候完全都不说话了，都不出声了。
And this is what the explanation she received.
这是她所得到的解释。
Said, you did not try to show us eagerly what you can offer, how you can save us.
他说他们对他的评论就是说他并没有 很急切的想表现他能够做什么，能够拯救他们。
Because many of the teachers, they make us feel weak.
因为很多那些来的老师让我们感到了软弱。
The way they are, they make us feel insignificant.
他们的言行让我们感到了我们并不重要。
You see yourself as weak as we are.
你把自己看作跟我们一样的贫弱。
You just sit there and hold our hands.
你只是坐在那里拉着我们的手。
We are not looking for a savior.
我们并不是要找一个拯救者，救世主。
We just need people to hear us.
我们只是要倾听我们的人。
To make us know that our story.
让他知道我们的故事。
No matter how hopeless that story sounds.
无论那个故事是如何的没有人
无价值，
没有价值。
It's worthy for someone to listen to us.
但是如果有人来听，那么就是有价值的。
Your weakness connected us, and your weakness makes us strong.
你的软弱连接了我们，你的软弱反而使我们变得刚强。
Because of that.
正正因为那个。
Her life changed.
她的生命改变了。
She sees her weakness can be used by God to minister to others.
她看到她的软弱，神能够用她的软弱来侍奉别的人。
So after she graduated,
所以当她毕业以后，
she gave up that dream job that she has been pursuing for years to be a consultant, to work in the business world, to fly first class, to travel.
他放弃了那些他本来以为的梦想工作那些资讯的工作，能够做头等舱的工作大公司的工作。
She went back to Taiwan.
他回到了台湾。
And start this program called Teach for Taiwan.
他创立了这个组织叫为台湾而教。
Which is similar to Teach for America here.
跟这个为美国而教的这个组织很类似。
She learned what true humility is.
她学到了什么是真正的谦卑。
Humility is not how we see ourselves to lower ourselves to help others.
谦卑并不是我们看到了我们自己如何降卑来服侍别人。
Humility is truly see that we are insignificant.
真正的谦卑是看到我们自己并不重要。
But we can be obedient in front of to God.
但是我们可以在神面前来遵行他的旨意。
May we remember that.
希望我们能够记得这一点。
And as we practice and put humility into our life.
当我们真正在我们生活当中行出谦卑的时候，
That our humility is what brings us to God's kingdom.
谦卑是把我们带进神国度的那个态度。
Our humility changes the way we look at who we are.
谦卑改变我们看待自己的方式。
And our humility brings us to put our faith into our action.
谦卑能够把我们的信心实践在我们的行动当中。
To be obedient to our God.
对遵行我们神的旨意。
Whether he calls us to do big things or small things.
无论是神叫我们做大的事情还是小的事情。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
Help us to humble ourselves before you.
帮助我们在你面前谦卑。
To see that without you we are truly nothing.
帮助我们看到没有你我们什么都不是。
So that we can be used by you.
以致我们能够被你所用。
For your kingdom.
为了你的国度。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.